Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome to the Midday Interview. Playwright David Mamet is known for modern plays with fast and profanity-laced dialogue, such as Glengarry Glen Ross and Speed the Plow. But he's also written a play that is quite different. It's called Boston Marriage, and it premieres tomorrow night here in Wilmington, well, the opening of our version of the show, a local version. And it's being directed by Mike O'Neill, and it stars Barbara Wheatman and Rachel Lewis Hilburn and Anna Stromberg. So Mike is here, as is Barbara. First of all, welcome. Thank you both for coming.
Hi, hello. Thank you.
First of all, what does the title mean?
A Boston Marriage is a Victorian term for a relationship between two women who are living independent of a man. And it may be out of friendship or necessity, practicality, or it may be a relationship that is physical and emotional. They may be lesbians, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. In this case, in David Mamet's Boston Marriage, the two central characters, Anna and Claire, have had a physical relationship.
Interesting that the Victorians would have a term like that, you know, because you think that's the sort of thing you wouldn't talk about, euphemism or not. You know, it's just like, well, we won't talk about that. But perhaps in this country, things were a little looser than perhaps Victorian England. This is set in New England, yes?
This is set somewhere on the East Coast.
Okay.
And we have it set in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
So
wonderful.
We haven't determined really a city. We figure Boston, Philadelphia, New York City. It's a major metropolitan era at the turn of the 20th century.
All right. Barbara, tell us about the characters in the play.
Well, I guess I can speak for my character. I am playing a woman who has made an arrangement. She's taken a lover, a male lover, a man who's very, very wealthy, and she is his mistress. And so she has gladly taken his money so that she can support not only herself, but her lover who's been gone for a while. And she says, I can support both of us now in comfort.
Hmm.
And I have a maid, and that's Anna Stromberg, that I abuse pretty much nonstop throughout the play.
Calling her Irish when she's really Scots and
yes.
Other nasty things like
yes.
That.
Yes,
yes, yes. So is that role somewhat comedic then, and the things that are said and done to her and about her?
Yes, absolutely. The play is a comedy. It's very quick and witty and smart. It's a fun play to see, I hope. I think that it is, and it's definitely fun for us to do. It's a challenge.
How is this like other Mamet plays, and how is it different?
Well, how it's different is the language, which he is immersed in the language of the times. For everyone who read it, whether they're going to be on stage or off stage, lighting director, costume designer, we all, in the first page, were just, what is this? What have we gotten into? But by the second page, you've adjusted and you've adapted to this world.
Hmm.
Last night, a good friend of ours came to see a preview and said that, well, it's amazing how, you know, he, Mamet, just immerses you, it drowns you in this language. It's so thick, but then he quickly just gets rid of it. But that's not what happens. He keeps it up the entire show. You just quickly get used to it. And it's partly, I would say, David Mamet's talent. Mm-hmm. And it's also the fact that we've worked really hard to make sure we all understand what we're saying, so that you all can understand at least most of it.
It sounds a bit like working with Shakespeare, where if you have really good actors, mm-hmm. the audience soon forgets that they're listening to archaic speech, mm-hmm. and they get used to the way things are spoken because the story sweeps them along and they understand everything in context. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
It's like other Mamet plays is that Mamet has really always written this kind of piece. He's always written this sort of, instead of just a parlor, it's a producer's office, or it's a junk shop, or it's a Chinese restaurant. But these people are, it's quick and inventive, verbal jousting, you know, and that's what he's always done. You just wouldn't think of it as witty, although it really is, because it's just so hard and profane, and sometimes it's very vicious.
Hmm. Now, I understand from reading reviews about the show when it's been produced elsewhere that a lot of the tension in the play comes from the passions that the characters feel, but they're in this society, say 1910, and so those passions rebel against gender restrictions and class roles and proprieties, and all those things get skewered.
That would be accurate, Jamila. I would say that that is definitely the case. And, you know, we were talking about the term Boston marriage. It also had to do with women living with each other because they wanted to be able to pursue intellectual pursuits or some kind of a job of some sort. And so they formed these alliances. And, you know, my character obviously is living off of a man. But these are very funny, smart, and at the same time, completely ignorant women. I have a line in the play where I say, oh, how I wish I read, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, just not really interested in intellectual pursuits so much, but at the same time, these are smart people.
Talk about the character that Rachel Lewis Hilburn plays.
Rachel is a woman who's been gone, gallivanting off, doing her own thing, we presume, and she comes back. And she comes back because she wants a place, my home. She needs a place to use to seduce a young woman that she's fallen in love with.
So she's still in a relationship with you, though it sounds
yes.
like it's kind of coming unglued.
Yes.
And she wants all the benefits of that, but maybe not the commitment of that.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a kick in the teeth there to have her come there and say, I'd like to seduce somebody else in your
yes.
house.
Yes, in my house.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Yes, and P.S., she goes everywhere with her mother. Do you mind entertaining her mother while I take her off in another room?
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So perhaps the characters are a little bit self-indulgent.
Oh,
or
very self-indulgent. Very.
Uh-huh.
Very. So yeah. There's a lot of very quick banter and, you know, attack against one another.
Mm. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Barbara Wheatman, who is performing in David Mamet's play Boston Marriage. Mike O'Neill, the director, is also here. The show opens tomorrow night at 8 at the Red Barn Studio Theater, and it runs Thursdays through Sundays, all the performances at 8 except Sundays at 3. Let's talk a little bit more about the play. Why has it been called David Mamet Channeling Oscar Wilde?
Well, it has to do with his immersion in the language. It's really remarkable how he sustains it, how complete it is. It's really kind of inspiring and impressive. Mm-hmm. The depth of research he obviously had to undertake
yes.
in order to accomplish this piece. So that's probably why it's written in that style. While he does end up slipping in a couple four-letter words, most of the insults, the arguments, it's all done in the times.
In a very genteel way, but vicious nonetheless. Yes.
Very,
which
yes.
Oscar Wilde, of course, was famous for. He could say something in such a beautiful way that was
so cutting.
So cutting, yeah, yes. Exactly. All right, Mike, tell us, what's the Imaginary Theater Company for folks that don't know?
The Imaginary Theater Company is Lee Larimore, Dorothy Rankin, and myself for years have been involved in different capacities, worked with each other on different productions for different theater companies. And we would read plays. We'd often read plays for Steve Bakunas and Linda Lavin to try to find different projects at the Red Barn. And we'd come across things and would always say to each other, you know, if we had our own theater company, what would we do? So it was just something that lived in our imagination. And luckily, Steve and Linda graciously entrusted the Red Barn to us while they've been out of town for much of the past 6 to 9 months or so in order to keep the Red Barn open and thriving. And it's an honor and a thrill to be able to be given that opportunity. And it certainly is an inspiration to try and maintain the standards that they set, which
Absolutely.
Is easy for us in a way because we've worked there so often. And we also really like the way we can work there in that we have the space for a long period of time. And we're all getting to that age where it's difficult for us to run up and down the stairs at City Stage or at the studio theater at Thalian Hall and throw together something in a matter of days.
Yes.
You know, we really love the luxury of having that space to ourselves and to work on the set for weeks before we even start rehearsals.
Build the set and rehearse and everything right there in one place.
Yes, everything's right there. Our props are there. Things come in. They just stay there. We always know where we're going to be every night. There's no last-minute call saying, well, we're going to have to go here tonight.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the miraculous Shane Fernando is doing your props and set decoration again.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
He is a genius in that realm. And how about costuming? Are you pulling that together yourselves, or do you have a costumer?
No, we do have a costumer.
Yes, her name is Susanna Douthat, and she's been working around town a lot recently.
Wonderful.
Lee worked with her on Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, yes.
And so we actually took the opportunity to get Susanna to design and build bulk of the costumes for the play.
Everything's been custom made.
Oh, how lovely.
Corsets, the gowns. It's beautiful. The hair has been designed. It's really a gorgeous, gorgeous play. It's beautiful.
I look forward to it. It opens tomorrow night at the Red Barn Studio Theater. If you want to get tickets, 762-0955. Again, 762-0955. The show runs from tomorrow night through March
18th.
Okay, and it's always Thursday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Barbara Wheatman, Mike O'Neill, thank you for joining me today on Midday Interview.
Thank you, Jamila.
This is WHQR.